government shutdown is over. One of the guys who voted on all this was U.S. Congressman Tom Tiffany, who is also running for governor in Wisconsin. The congressman is with us this afternoon. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, John.
Hey, good to have you here. So let's start with the shutdown. The Affordable Care Act subsidies, those tax credits, are what Democrats wanted to discuss. At the end, a clean resolution was passed instead. Will you push for a vote on those subsidies in the U.S. House? Is that important?
Yeah, we need to accomplish affordable care. I mean, let's be charitable here, John. For 15 years, we've had the Affordable Care Act here in America, better known as Obamacare, and it clearly has not worked. We were supposed to have lower health insurance, lower health care costs. You're going to be able to keep your doctor. Neither of those has happened. So we've done that experiment. It's had 15 years. It's time to rewrite it so that we can actually have a more affordable health care. And I know I've been sharing ideas with our leadership.
Congressman Tiffany, on top of that, with the legislation to open the government, it allows Senate Republicans like Ron Johnson, who is suing the government for more than $1 million, anyone who's investigated for their involvement in the January 6th insurrection, they can enrich themselves by suing the federal government. Do you agree with that?
If there are legitimate reasons to investigate a congressional representative, then we should be treated exactly as anyone else in the public. But what happened over the last number of years is that we had elected officials that were being spied on by the executive branch. I believe in the separation of powers and that the executive branch shouldn't be spying on members of Congress.
We just had Congressman Grothman on, and he said that he hopes to bring it to the floor and repeal it.
I welcome Representative Grothman bringing that to the floor, and I want to see what his proposal is. I mean, remember, I sit on the Judiciary Committee, and we have seen this type of stuff time after time over the last few years where there's been this abuse by the FBI and the Department of Justice with their authorities. Take the Catholics in the Richmond Diocese in Virginia, where they were being surveilled by the FBI. These type of things have been happening where there's been an abuse of power by the judicial, by the Department of Justice and the executive branch. That should not be happening. I welcome good debate on this to make sure that we don't see this spying that's been going on with some members of Congress. And if I could just add for a second, I have a colleague, Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, who had his phone taken away from him when he was traveling with his family on vacation, and he has never gotten that phone back, nor an explanation of why his phone was being taken from him.
I understand that, but the speaker has said he's going to put a clean bill out there to take this out, that he's unhappy about it. Do you agree with the speaker?
The part that I had a concern with, I mean, we'll see what the bill is, because I don't know what that bill is going to look like. But treating the House different than the Senate, I can understand why there are concerns there that this only, my understanding is it only included the Senate. So I'm willing to take another look at it.
Congressman Tom Tiffany is with us. Another thing in the headlines has been the Epstein files. You will be able to vote on whether or not they should be released eventually. Will you vote to release the Epstein files?
Yeah, like any bill, John, I want to see the final version. So the only concern that I have, I believe in full transparency, regardless of what it is. Let's have full transparency for the American public. The one thing that I want to make sure is that victims are protected. If victims are protected in the bill, then I'm likely to vote for it. We need to make sure that people are not ensnared who are victims in this whole thing, and they end up having their lives destroyed, even though they're innocent victims.
So January 30th could be Groundhog's Day for air traffic controllers to refund that part of our government. You're less than a year out from the election day on November 2nd, 2026 for the gubernatorial election. How do you think that's going to be affecting your campaign and for you to get voters to want to vote for you since you're part of the Congress that shut us down for 43 days?
So I'm the part of Congress that voted not to shut down Congress back in September. I voted once again this week not to shut down Congress. And as the governor of the state of Wisconsin, people can count on me not to shut down the government of the state of Wisconsin. I have been voting to keep the government open over the last 2 months. I will do the same as governor.
Let's talk about the governor's race. Tom Tiffany is with us. The Milwaukee Police Association endorsed you recently. Do endorsements matter in this day and age that we live in?
You know, I think they're largely overblown, but I think this one makes a difference because it speaks to public safety. And it is a key plank that I'm going to be running on, and that is people in Wisconsin can expect to have safe streets. Now, I hope to work with locally elected officials to make sure that we have those safe streets. But the commitment that I've made is that if local officials don't take care of it, I will, because it should be a minimum requirement for local officials and for law enforcement to make sure, prosecutors also, to make sure that people have safe streets here in Wisconsin. I'm going to ensure that that happens.
Congressman Tiffany, what has been more stressful, running for governor during this time since you announced it, or the past 43 days when we had the shutdown?
I'm just doing my job. I just happened to pick up a second job here running for governor. But it's been great traveling around the state, being able to meet people. And I mean, we're fully engaged with our agenda. I've got stuff that I want to get done yet as the representative for the 7th Congressional District. And, you know, we're just trying to do both jobs at this point. And the one thing that is reinforced as I travel Wisconsin, and I happen to be in Green Bay right now, is this is a great state that we live in.
So Tommy Thompson has once again told us that he is still considering getting in the race for governor. I think most people think at the end of the day he will not, Congressman. But how would you feel if Tommy Thompson got in the race?
You know, that's his choice. And it doesn't matter whether it's Tommy Thompson or anyone else, John. I mean, I get this question regularly. What if this person gets in, that person, whatever? I mean, people have the freedom to do that. And if they choose to, regardless of what the race is, governor or any, you know, put your best foot forward and see if you can win a majority of the votes. That's all I'm focused on every day. And I am so heartened because we are seeing such great support, including the Milwaukee Police Union, which that is one endorsement that I do think makes a difference, because it says that I care about public safety and it's going to be a priority of mine. We're just out there every day trying to win votes. Whoever else may get in, I welcome him into the pool.
Congressman, as a representative, you have to run every 2 years. It seems to me like you're always either running or raising money. As governor, you need to raise a lot of money in this high-profile race. Is the role of money too significant in who we elect to these offices?
You know, it is what it is. And, I mean, remember, the Democrats at this point have unlimited money. The money that's coming in from the coastal elites. I mean, remember the Supreme Court race just a couple years ago, that there was 90% of the money came from out of state. So there is an incredible amount of money coming into the state. And
that's a big number.
It really is. I can choose to cry about it or I can compete. I choose to compete. I will say one thing, though. There is a loophole in state law that allows these unlimited contributions to come in through the state party from out-of-state people. And I think that that loophole should be reviewed and perhaps changed.
U.S. Congressman Tom Tiffany is running for governor in the state of Wisconsin. Congressman, thank you so much for always making some time for us. We appreciate it.
Well, it's always good to join you guys. Have a great weekend.